This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want real truth, real proof of Democrat dementia, it's really simple. So you watch these guys on CNN, MSNBC, and all that. And recently they were talking about how, you know, they're calling Trump a warmonger, right? Trump is such a warmonger. All he wants to do is go to war. Right? Now they're calling him a coward because he wouldn't attack today. So which is it? Do you want to go to war? This only goes to show you that you can't trust what comes out of their mouths because they don't know what they believe. Think about it. They don't know what they believe. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, it's what we've been saying all along, which is so true. The reality is, he will never, no matter what he does, he will never be able to do anything right in their eyes. So, my attitude would be, I wouldn't even try. I would just start ripping the place up and that'd be the end of it. And they're just going to have to deal with it. All right. I started to talk about this earlier with Xander, but I'm going to finish it off. And it was, we did this once before, and then the story keeps coming back. And not this story, like exact story in particular. But it's kind of like they've gone, the left has gone over the left to say, look, if you won't date certain people, if you won't do certain things, if you won't date a transgender or bisexual, whatever, or even the one I did was large people. I call them fat. The story called them large. Then it shows really that you don't care about other people. Right? It shows what a racist, homophobe, bigot, whatever word they can come up with at the time. And that's why I was kind of joking with Xander, saying, so what is it? If I don't like tall redheads, what does that make me? I think he said gingerphobic. Mm-hmm. Right? But wasn't this the same group that fought with us for years, telling us that we can't tell them who to love? That was the mantra of the gay and lesbian movement. We can't tell us who to love. But why is it okay for you to tell us who to love? According to the article, physical attraction to members of the same sex typically unquestionable in modern academic circles, yet a new study argues that only being attracted to a biological member of a particular sex is, to some extent, a product of prejudice. Oh, and ignorance. So if I'm only attracted to a female, that means, what do they call it, cisgen female, there you go, that means that I am a product of prejudice and ignorance. Boy, I could have a field day with that, but that's beside the point. On Sunday, Psychology Today published an article by Kevin Blair. He's the chair of the Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Issues, right? This is the Canadian version of the magazine. He's also the founder of the LGBTQ Psychology. Listen, I'll tell you the other thing. It's really funny when I start reading articles where gays and lesbians are now coming out against transgender, saying they shouldn't be part of the group of letters. two totally different things. We'll do that story another day. But basically, the article detailed a recent survey by asking 1,000 respondents about their willingness to date cisgendered men or women, individuals who identify with their actual biology, transgendered men or women, as you know, and non-binary gender identification. They found that 87% of respondents would only date actual members of the sex to which they were attracted. See, there's the word attracted. Maybe this is why the left is so miserable. They do things that don't make them happy. They're not attracted to certain things, to certain people, certain foods, certain whatever, and you want to force them to do things that they're just not happy doing. The article goes on to say that only 3.1% of the straight, non-trans respondents would consider dating someone who identified otherwise. I'd like to find out whether they are really that was the truth, or they were just doing that to get rid of the survey person, right? A follow-up survey found that the most common explanation for rejecting gender-confused partners was lacking information and understanding of what precisely these kind of identities mean with the context of dating. What do you mean what they mean? If you want somebody with opposite parts, it doesn't matter what they call themselves. You want somebody with opposite parts. Now, they allege that one respondent referred to gender-confused individuals as non-humans and claimed that believing a transgender identity is make-believe constitutes prejudice. How? How? Well, let's start off with non-humans. I'd have to hear the person say that. I don't know anybody who said they... I mean, I've heard people say that the MS-13 gang members are non-humans. I would fall into that category and agree with that. They also say that some respondents who cited reproduction were deemed dehumanizing because they, for instance, saw gender-confused women as not a natural man. Okay. I mean, when can we use the word natural? Can we ever use that word? So if you're born with what we commonly refer to as female parts, because there is male and female, you can't get away from that. So if you're born with female parts and then try to tell me you're a man, could I say that you're not a natural man? Because you don't have the male parts. I mean, I want to know whether... Forget gender confusion. This is word confusion. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Here, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do. You know, it's if you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy a coffee mug. That's right. Seriously. You know, we've got coffee mugs, T-shirts, all kinds of stuff up there you can buy and get your hands on. And so I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you get involved and engaged. And I'm hoping to have the Android and Apple apps. This doesn't sound right. Apple apps and Android apps up in the next week or two. Went through them last night. I think they're going to be cool. I think you're going to love them. It's going to be a lot easier for you to maneuver the show while the show's on if you have to listen via your smartphone. All right, let's get back to it. So apparently, if you're and I don't want to get these things wrong, because you know me, I confuse things so easy. But if you are a cisgen, which means you identify with the parts and pieces you were born with, and you decide that you don't want to, no matter what they call themselves, you do not want to date somebody who has the same parts and pieces that you have, you're dehumanizing. Wouldn't forcing me to date or making me feel bad or prejudiced about dating someone who has the same parts and pieces, aren't you, by browbeating me, aren't you bullying? Right? I mean, seriously. Aren't you dehumanizing me? Aren't you discounting my thoughts and my feelings? Relationships are one of the most important sources of social support. Indeed, our relationships play an important role in our overall mental and physical well-being. And our relationships are a better predictor of how long we'll live than smoking or obesity. That's according to the article. But if very few people are willing to date trans people, what does this mean for their health and their well-being? Look, I'm not responsible for your health or well-being. Should I beat the crud out of you for smoking? Should I grab that cheeseburger out of your hand and throw it in the street every time you go to, because, you know, not good for your health or well-being, for that matter? Right? Should I drill holes in your video game when if I find out you're on them 3, 4, 5 hours a day? That's not good for your health and well-being either. You can't force. It's really funny. The same people that say that love trumps hate, and they're open-minded, and they're not. They are the true fascists. If you look up the meaning of fascist, you should see the Democrat Party logo in there, because for all intents and purposes, they are pushing you to believe this, no matter what. Push back, people. Enough. This is enough craziness with this stuff. Enough with allowing them to make you feel bad. Make them feel bad. You're doing the same thing to me that you tell me I can't do to them. You're forcing me to have a relationship. Matter of fact, you did a whole campaign on you can't tell me who to love. How's that? Throw it back at you. You can't tell me who to love. Get over yourself. Thank you very much. Maybe it's not the appropriate time to do this, but I'll do it anyway, just because I want to. A man is convicted of raping his fiancée's dog to death, and now he suffered deportation. I mean, my God, here we go again. Federal immigration officials, now, don't you love this? You can kill a human being. Right? I mean, think about the people that have been killed by illegal immigrants. How many times they've been here drunk driving, and we still can't deport them. But heck, rape your girlfriend's dog, you're out of here. Fellow immigration officials lashed out at authorities in Maldonado County, Oregon. Local sanctuary laws Thursday after a man residing in the U.S. illegally was set free upon serving 60 days for raping a dog to death. Fidel Lopez, 52, was convicted in April of sexually assaulting his fiancée's Lapso Asso. Listen, I mean, yeah, Lapso Asso, whatever. Oh, God.
That's a small dog.
I'm really trying to stay. Stop. Will you stop? Apparently, he raped a dog. This is the article now. Tell me. So forcefully that it had to be euthanized. So he received a 60-day sentence, but was released immediately because he had already had served that amount of time waiting for his trial. Oh, that's nice of us. But ICE says the county should have notified the agency at least 48 hours before Lopez was let go. On April 8th, Lopez was convicted of sexual assault of an animal and aggravated animal abuse and sentenced to 60 days in jail with credit for time served. This is according to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Right? Mohammed County Jail did not honor the immigration detainer and released him without notice. You know what? This is where which you should do. I know, this sounds terrible. But about had it. Because the libs keep coming out of the woodwork saying, you know, you can't force us to hold them, you can't this, you can't that, you can't tag them. Well, then let them go. No, no, really, let them go. Okay? ICE, you hang out at the borders because you're allowed to do that. You hang out the borders between the states because you are allowed to do that. You can put up roadblocks, you can stop these cars, you have a right to do all of that. But let him go. That way, when he kills, when he moves from animals to little kids, let's see them make excuses for him. Because they will. You know they will. They're that sick. ICE picked up Lopez at home Thursday, served him with a notice to appear. Then he'll be taken to the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, pending immigration proceedings, which means getting rid of him, right? It's part of a years-long fight between ICE and the county sheriff's department there. While ICE expects to be notified of an impending release, so they're supposed to, you know, again, at what point, what are the states looking for? Wouldn't it be great if they would get together in a room and tell you what they're looking for? Because they're not being, they're not detaining these people, or not wanting them to be detained simply because they came over here illegally. Right, that's disingenuous. That's not true. That's a lie. Because they've got other stuff. They've been picked up before. They've got other warrants out for them. Maybe we need to change the warrant system. I don't know. I'm just asking. Maybe that's what we need to do. Let's see. What other good ones have we got? Oh, Fresno. That's a great one. Fresno, we've done a story similar to this. Fresno has a stop crime plan. You know what they're going to do? They're going to stop gang shootings by paying the shooter. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. How do you regulate that? What happens? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Texas will be deploying more than 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, which is meant to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with its border security efforts. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has a message for Congress.
Congress is a group of reprobates for not addressing a crisis on our border. And we're not going to stand idly by and endanger the lives and safety of the state of Texas because Congress is refusing to do its job.
On Friday, in a Boston federal court, the 14 parents pled guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
I love that bass line, right? Show me to your host, listen to the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and really, truly, honestly, being part of the conversation. We want you to be part of the conversation. You know, I was, during the break, some of you know I've got a TV over my shoulder here, and they were interviewing people that were a couple Trump rallies, and I noticed something distinctly different between the Trump rallies, the Republican rallies as a whole, and the Democrat rallies and the Democrat candidates. First of all, if you look at what Trump's doing, just an underlying subtle, well, maybe not so subtle message, he's doing exactly what Reagan did. He's shoring up, making sure that you understand it is great to be an American. It is wonderful to be an American. You should be proud of being an American. He's shoring that up. He's always talking about the flag and how great this country is and what we've done for others. As opposed to the previous regime, who went around telling everybody how much we sucked and how bad we were and the nasty things that we've done. Couldn't be further from the truth. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend. Anyway, I always appreciate that. I look at that stuff and I go, look, we're missing a bigger picture. And there's the deal. The bigger picture is he's an American first. He's talking about loving this country. He's talking about keeping this country great. The San Joaquin Valley Sun is reporting that Fresno's plan to stop gun violence is to pay criminals not to be violent. Right? They actually have a budget line for that. The initial plan set $75,000 aside, and next year they're going to bring it up to $225,000. It will be funded by dope sales. they call it cannabis activity, but we know what it is. Dope sales. Now, here's the thing. How do you prove you didn't shoot someone? How do you prove you were going to shoot somebody and then you don't? Do you call the police and say, hey, at the corner of 5th and Main, I'm going to shoot somebody. And then when you get there, the cops will go, listen, I'll need a voucher for to collect my money because I'm not going to shoot that guy now. I just want you here to see that I didn't shoot him. How do you prove this? Who's really? You know, the cannabis activity they're talking about has got to be taking place in the council chambers. That's where it has. They've got to be smoking so much dope in there that all form of reality floats out the window. The stipends in Richmond range from $300 to $1,000 per month, depending on how far the individual has progressed towards their personal goals. Hi, I usually blow away 4 to 5 people a month. I'm going to try to get that down to 2 or 3. Are we serious? I'm trying to get my anger under control, you know, so I'll need the money to go seek help. It's just amazing. And you know this. This is all from Northern California, where the air has got to be a lot thinner for some reason. I'm not a violent guy, but I wonder if I go to Fresno and break a few windows, I can get probably $12,000 a year, right? Certainly pay for the vacation. Bribe? That's a great line. But yeah, a bribe to be peaceful. In other words, they're going to pay people not to commit crimes. You know what? Ugh. God bless. So now what? You're going to start teaching your kids? All right, look, go to school. You pass your homework every day, I'll give you $10, okay? If you don't get any trouble in school, I'll give you another $10. I mean, aren't we supposed to be teaching our kids, teaching people? Aren't we supposed to act civil without being paid to act civil? Don't you think that would be cool? Their mindset is that, well, you see, advanced peace kind of interrupts gun violence. So if we can get people to be calm and be good citizens ahead of time, then we can minimize the gun violence. Actually, no, you can't, because the majority of the gun violence isn't happening from some little punk that gets teed off at something, right? Maybe he didn't get as much, he didn't get the change he should got at the supermarket, or he didn't get the prize in the package that he wanted. No, these are mostly done by gang members who are out to prove something. They're out to take care of business. Now get a little religious on you. You know, if you'd stop working against the churches, working against the pastors that are willing to go into these communities, willing to impart some love and peace and help for these people, allow the churches again, you know, you took all the money away from them so they can't even do community programs. Nobody else will do them. I always love that too. They go into these cities, they go into these areas, and they tell you, oh, no, we have to have separation of church and state, so we can't give you any money. You, St. Mary's Church, you can't get any money to clean up the neighborhood because, you know, you're a church. After all, and everything else. And then, because, you know, the freedom for religion freaks come in and they start making all kinds of noise. And so now you have nobody policing, for a better term, in the neighborhoods, right? Nobody cleaning it up. Nobody showing any kind of love to those people. And where were the freedom for religion freaks afterward? Gone. Nowhere to be found. Nobody fills that void. Isn't that loving of them? They care so much about people that they have to keep you from seeing any kind of religious symbol. Should you see a bullet enter your body, though, that's just fine. One of the other committee members, it's actually not a bad idea as long as the funds hold out. Really? Hire people, hold some form of respect for the monitors that are watching and paying attention. See, what gets me, though, is how do you know they're going to commit the crime? Why don't they listen, you think the criminal's not going to look at you and say, hey, by the way, I was thinking of committing a crime. Then I remembered there was $3,000 in it for me if I didn't, so where do I pick up my check? That's really what it boils down to, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part. I'm just hitting as many stories as I can. I'm having a lot of fun with this stuff. I don't see how you couldn't. Since I'm picking on the atheists, let's have some more fun. It's not that I hate you or even, for that matter, dislike you, because I've got a lot of friends that are atheists. They're good people, good guys. And But some of you are like rabid about you. You don't even want to hear the word cross. You want to change the name, you know, I mean, seriously. They don't want to use the word cross for you anymore because it's got cross in it, right? So the Freedom From Religion Foundation is taking an Alabama high school to task after 18 football players were baptized last month. Oh, my God. We've been better off, you know, putting them in a room and getting them all stoned, right? According to Fox News, 18 players from the Washington County High School were baptized in a feeding trough by a Baptist church pastor back in May. Now, the event was recorded and posted on Facebook, where most people rejoiced at the sight. Most of the people in this little town were excited for these guys. Right? What happened? The Freedom From Religion freaks who aren't even in the area, they got to come down and save these poor kids, save the school, save these people. Right? Why can't they just stay in their own home? No, really, seriously. It's, remember, we've talked about this a million times. This is a representative government. Leave us alone. We voted in, you know, in that particular area, they voted in, you know, a Christian, I won't say government, but they voted in a Christian representation because that's what they wanted. You don't have a right to come in from out of town and decide what's best for them. This is what the left does all the time. They're going to decide, look at Bloomberg. He's going to decide how much Coke you get to drink. But the idiot didn't figure out you could buy seven. So you buy seven drinks now instead of one. FFRF, which is the Freedom From Religion Freaks, they're an atheist law firm, claiming to fight to protect the separation of church and state, sent a letter to Washington County Schools, claiming that the coach was participating in illegal activities because of his involvement in players' baptisms. Now, the letter claimed that one resident of 1,200 people living in the town of Chatham contacted them, upset that the players were baptized, some by the coach. Well, was her son or daughter baptized without her consent or permission or understanding? Since when do I get to tell you how your kid... Well, I forgot. That's right. They do it all the time. The left does it all the time. They tell you what your kid should learn, how they should learn it, how much of it they should learn, what kind of food they could... Oh, no, you're all wrong. Matter of fact, we had the whole thing going on when Obama was president where you actually had schools taking lunches away from kids that they brought from home because the school decided the lunch was not nutritional enough. Really. I mean, seriously, just call them what they were at the time. They should have been called the Gestapo. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
To have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Listen, get text alerts, okay? If you don't want the emails, get a text alert, right? Just text TRS 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending. Hey, I got a poll up on the website. I think I just put it up yesterday. And that's stupid. That's the problem with it. But either way. The poll is, does Trump win? Channeling Barbara Walters here. Does Donald Trump win in 2020? It's a really simple question. And, I mean, obviously, because we know who the listeners of the show are, it's 94% say yes, and 6% say no. Here's the thing. Now, I know trollers listen, all right? So go up there and take the poll. I don't track your IP address. We don't, you know, we are actually truly a conservative organization. I don't track your stuff. I don't know where you're coming in from. I don't. If you send us an email, if you hop on the contact page, yes, we do. Then we do, because then I want to know if it's coming in from, you know, the Middle East or somewhere here in this country. But that's the only reason it's used. We don't use it to send you anything or do anything along those lines. But text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. All right, let's hit this. So we're talking about the Freedom From Religion freaks who are just going out of their minds that 18 kids were baptized in the presence or with the help of a coach at a school. And I love it. I mean, rather protect their right to smoke dope on campus. God forbid they should do something that might bring some peace and joy and stability in their lives. God forbid. All right? It's illegal for coaches to organize or participate in religious activities with students, including baptisms, he continued. Well, what's if they were baptizing? They might have been at a pool party. We requested the district investigate and take the appropriate steps to ensure that there's no further illegal religious events going on, including team baptisms. Now, coaches and school staff should be instructed that they can neither organize nor participate in religious activities with students while acting in their official capacity. Evangelical pastor Franklin Graham, he weighed in. He said he was thanking God for the coaches and the teachers across our country who are boldly living out their faith. I love that line. I'm going to use that. Seriously, I would encourage... I would encourage people in the academic world to live out your faith. Live out what you believe. Your freedom of speech is yours, too. Your right to speak out is yours as well. They won't tell you that. They won't encourage you to do that. I'm not talking about standing on your desk and screaming the gospel out. That's not what I mean. Don't be afraid to wear your crosses. When somebody asks you where you get some of the sayings you get, you can tell them they're biblical scripture. It's okay to do that. I wear a Christian flag and an American flag. I've had people come up to me and tell me you can't wear that. I go, okay, have me arrested and move on. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I got tired of it after about the fifth or sixth person came up and said you can't do that. Like, okay, whatever. Graham wrote a post on Facebook. Congratulations to these 18 football players and their coaches from Washington County High School in Chatham. These students who had put their faith in Jesus Christ were baptized at a feeding trough while everyone celebrated. Sounds like a whole bunch of people were traumatized by this, doesn't it? This is where I go, look at, do I say the Freedom From Religion Foundation has a right to complain? Sure they do. That's, we live in this country. But who asked you to? I mean that sincerely. If you got 1,000 people to them, are you actually going to tell me that the need and want of the two people, the fact that two people were irritated by this, makes it that you have to change the whole thing? No, I think not. This is almost the reverse of mob rules. We've become so, and this is what you parents have brought up, right? Remember, we had to change the whole class because some of the kids were upset at I don't know what it was, with red crayons or red pen or something like that. So everybody had to stop using red. Why? Teach them how to deal. Teach them how, you know, in life there's going to be things going on that you're not going to like, but it's too bad because you don't have control over it, and you just have to allow them to happen. You have to put up with it because they put up with you. They put up with your whining. Really? One person complained because they didn't like what was going on. And now all of a sudden it has to be deeply investigated. We can't have this kind of thing. It just drives me out of my mind. Since it's Friday, I'm going to have fun with some of these. There's a lot of good ones I never got to. Like, that's a good one too. I love this. The lefty professor, I don't think I did this the other night either. You were talking about becoming more and more hostile towards pro-life people? The left is just, if you even think that that you should have a choice, or there should be more choices for those who want to continue to have that baby and not have an abortion because they're pro-life? Now you're considered weird. You're not mainstream. And they're so wrong. It's funny because they're lying to you. 73% of Americans, actually it was 80% in one poll that I saw, do not agree with third trimester abortions, late-term abortions. So mainstream says no, but then you get this small group again, a small group of people making a lot of noise, and we're supposed to believe that that's true. It seems like the United States is becoming more and more a hostile environment for people with pro-life and conservative positions. You know why? Because you have taught the other side. You have taught the left. You gave them permission for 8 years to be violent, to speak out, to call out all kinds of names. And when we did it, you slapped us down and put us in a corner. There was no equality under Obama. None. Abortion activists consistently challenge pro-life laws. They stall abortion industry investigations. They force religious objectors to pay for abortions. And they attack life-affirming resource organizations. Remember, you know, taxes were never meant to go to all these things they go to today. None at all. So when you talk about taxes having to take care of all these programs, no, it was never meant that way. A recent article by a Harvard law professor, Mark Tushnet, calls for liberals to pursue even more aggressive measures. A Harvard law professor. Right? Now, if I had wrote this, they would be all over me, right? Calling for more aggressive measures against conservatives and pro-lifers. So what do you want him to do? Just shy of beating him? Or maybe he wants that too. I don't know. He didn't say. Anderson wrote that now that President Obama had reshaped the federal judiciary, liberals' causes can win easily in court. And now that Justice Antonio Scalia gone, judges no longer have to be worried about reversal by the Supreme Court. Now, this is funny. They play the courts. They know the game. They know how it plays out. Yeah, when we do it, it's terrible. It's dastardly. It's dark. It goes against the American way. It's hilarious. Tushnet blames what he calls the culture wars on conservatives, and he says that liberals should now make conservatives pay. The culture wars are over. They lost. We won. Tushnet claims that conservatives had opportunities to reach a ceasefire, but they always rejected it. Yeah, no, that's so not true. Right? There's never been a common. When it comes to immigration, when it comes to entitlement programs, when it comes to abortion, never. There's no middle ground. They're not interested in the left is nowhere near interested in middle ground there. Right? On demand, no excuses, anytime. So they don't know. They've been taught those poor, and I mean it this way, those poor young children, young kids, have been taught it's a woman's right to have an abortion anytime, anywhere, anyhow. And if we get in the way, if we say anything, we're nasty, nasty old people, and there's no reason for it. Oh, did I do the condom one, girl? One?
I don't think so.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to save that for the beginning of the next hour because this one infuriated me, made me crazy. Okay, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. You know what? Read the articles. Like the articles. Like the Facebook page. I'm not going to beat this up. You guys should know the drill by now. Right? Get over there. Like the Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. We've got several handles on Twitter. If you can't find us, there's something wrong. At The Real Side, at Joe Messina, at Real Joe Messina. Plenty of ways to get involved, engaged. Don't go far. A lot more coming up the next hour. If you're leaving, if your station no longer carries the show after this hour, you can find us online if you want. Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side.